Hey guys, before we roll into this next episode, I wanted to thank you all for the kind words that you've left on social media and for all of you that you have subscribed and left reviews. Those reviews help me keep this podcast free. And Matthews, one of my sponsors, was gracious enough to give me a bow to give away to one of you fans that has subscribed and left a review. So if you'd like to win a brand new Halon 32 with a 6-inch brace height and a Sitka Elevated 2 camo, all you need to do is subscribe on iTunes and leave me a review, and you'll be entered to win. And I'll be giving away that bow the first week of June to one lucky winner. So thanks again, and enjoy the next episode.
Hi, and welcome to the Interviews with the Masters podcast, brought to you by theoutdoorinsiders.com, your number one spot for inside information and quality gear. Today I have with me on the phone Wisconsin native whitetail hunting machine and the pro staff coordinator for Onyx Maps, Ed Gramza. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's been a little bit of a hectic day for me. I'm running around. I'm doing podcasts from my truck. I'm checking job sites. I'm all over the place today. Just kind of one of these things, you know, trying to stuff 10 gallons of shit in a 5 gallon hat, pretty much. So,
but, I hear that.
So that, and you know what though, it prepares me for my hunting. I'm very good at multitasking, and when it comes down to the wire, you know, thinking outside the box to get everything squeezed in. So,
well, you know, if you're anything like me, you tend to work better under pressure.
Yeah, for sure. I don't really know how to work otherwise. I'm always under pressure. I feel I'm like, it's never like just, you know, get up, simple day for me. Even my vacation days, I just came back from taking the kids up to go skiing and see Santa at the North Pole and stuff like that, and then all that, and even that was just like, nothing about it was relaxing. It was just go, go, go the whole time. Just, yeah. So, anyway. But, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, so I was born and raised in Wisconsin, grew up with my family hunting. You know, look forward to being 12 years old and getting out in the woods myself. You know, so since I was 12, you know, been chasing deer and turkeys and waterfowl around Wisconsin. You know, I head out west about every other year to chase something. You know, so like you said, I'm the pro staff coordinator for Onyx Maps. You know, I'm also on the pro staff with Sitka Gear and Zeiss Optics. I'm fairly busy, you know, between my personal life and my hunting life.
Seems like most of those guys in the industry have to wear a couple of hats and have a dual life, a hunting life and an other life.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to be synonymous.
Jungle.
Yeah. So I get a questions asked to me all the time of you know, how to be, you know, better at scouting, how to, you know, utilize tools available, and, you know, I keep coming back to the Onyx. I've been using you guys for a long time, and now being on the pro staff and having you guys as sponsors as the podcast, I've gotten more involved in it and learned more about it and actually learned how to use it better. Now, I didn't have the app before. I always used the chips on my GPS, and those are great, but the app is, well, I'll get into why I like it and why I've been able to utilize it, how it's helped me improve my hunting, other than just being able to, you know, see where to go and normal stuff that you get from GPS and map-type, material.
Right.
But, so I'm gonna ask these of you, and then I'm gonna kind of throw my own little experiences in there.
Okay.
How are some of the ways? So this is one of the questions I got. How are some of the ways you can use Onyx to improve your hunting experience?
Well, you know, obviously with the advent of social media, everybody has an opinion online about where to hunt and how to hunt. Mm-hmm. You know, with OnX Maps, you can actually scout from home. You know, so being in Wisconsin and hunting out west, you know, I can pre-scout from home, look for places to set up camp, look for actual places to hunt. You know, people tell you go to this area of this state. Well, now you can actually look ahead and see, you know, how much public land there is if you're a public land hunter and what the access is. You know, there's parts of, say, Wyoming that have a lot of public land but don't have the access. Well, how do you get to it? But this is a, you know, OnX Maps is definitely a tool that you can use to plan from home, you know, versus having to fly out to Wyoming and do some scouting with boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how are you using that specifically to do those things?
Well, you know, a couple months ago, OnX Maps launched their web version of the mobile app, you know, which has made it a lot easier. I mean, back in the day when it was just a chip, you'd plug the chip into the computer and just have a flat, you know, white map with topo lines and looking for the public land. You know, when the app came out, you could use an iPad or your iPhone or, you know, a Droid device and do the same thing, but with satellite overlay. Well, now with the web based version of the app, it makes it a heck of a lot easier because now you have it on a larger screen and can move around and plot points and mark trails and things like that. So they've definitely made it a lot easier for the consumer to do this from home.
So now when you plot all this stuff on the online version of it, you can send that to your app?
Yes, actually it goes both ways. So if you save a waypoint or something on your app, it'll sync with the online and vice versa. Anything you plot online will sync with your phone.
Okay. Cool.
And actually you can also sync, you know, so if you have GPS waypoints on a handheld GPS, you can actually sync them on that mobile or on the online version as well, and it'll send it to your mobile phone.
So if I take I might have a Garmin 62ST, and I have, I don't know, maybe 1,000 points on there. I can take those points. Where do I take it from base camp and I move it
correct.
Over? Or?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, you'd upload, I believe it's a .gpx file that you'd save on base camp.
Okay. See, I haven't actually done any of this stuff. This is even more stuff that I've been using it for. What about from Google Earth? Can you move over a KMZ file?
I don't believe that there is Google Earth functionality. I think that might be something they're working on, but obviously, you know, Google Earth is kind of a competing type of software. I mean, obviously, Google Earth is great. They have great images, and you can kind of tilt it, you know, but they don't have the information we have. So it's
right.
A little bit different, but the same.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, here's a little trick, guys. So if you do use Google Earth a lot, you can save your KMZ file into upload it into Basecamp of your Garmin, and now you can take your whole Garmin file and put it, and then that way you have points seamlessly across all three platforms, which I'm going to do when I get home here now because I didn't know that I could do that. And you're not doing a good job of teaching me how to use this stuff, man.
This is all new functionality.
Well, let me tell you one of the things that I use the app while I'm actually in the field. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously it's great to know where you're at, where you're, and you know what your boundaries are and all that stuff. And that's, you know, knowledge that everybody needs when you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
I actually use mine to plan stalks, and not only plan stalks, pinpoint to where I want to get to. Because on the app, which you can't really do on a GPS, and you can, but you can't do it effectively, is, you know, I bring up the satellite imagery, and I can see exactly where I'm at now, and I can see where, let's say, a buck is bedded. I can drop a pin right on my app where that buck is bedded, so that way I don't have to come out of cover at all. I could stay in cover the whole time to get to that point that where he's bedded. So I basically, I don't need somebody giving me hand signals or you know, talking me in on a radio or whatever the case may be, I kind of have that ability right then and there. And I found that, I mean, obviously, if you're going to enter your animals into Pope and Young or Boone and Crockett, you're going to get an asterisk or something for using that type of technology or using any kind of technology while you're doing that. But I think it's an awesome tool for that. I mean, it's kind of, I was actually using my iPhone for a while doing that, having that same functionality to an extent, but now it's just so much better using the app to do that. So that's one of the things that I actually found that has improved my hunting experience.
Right.
So, next question I'm going to shoot out to you are, what are some of the things that you do to prepare for your hunt? I mean, you kind of touched a little bit about scout and cyber scouting, but let's get into a little bit more detail about it. Like, how do you maximize Onyx to scout?
Well, you know, one thing that I'll touch on, which is extremely important with the app, because we all tend to hunt in areas where there's no cell phone reception. We all try to get as far away from civilization as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You can save areas of the map onto your mobile device. It could be an iPad, you know, a Droid device, an iPhone. So you save areas of the map on your device, so when you get out in the backcountry without cell service, you still have access to the information,
mm-hmm.
provided that you downloaded the right sections.
Of course.
You know, your phone or iPad are always going to have a cell signal. It doesn't need the, obviously, or not a cell signal, it always has a GPS signal. So you don't need mm-hmm. a cell signal then to use the cache maps. You know, so that's definitely something that's important, you know, to do before you head out in the field. You know, if you know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aside from just looking for an area, I mean, it's trying to figure out where water holes are, or water for yourself if you're out in the backcountry, trails to get up to where you're going to camp or hunt. I mean, there's obviously a ton of information that's provided, you know, on all the base layers or all the different layers on the app. You know, some people like to hunt in areas where there's trophy animals. Well, there's actually a Boone and Crockett layer that shows historical data throughout the country for different game animals and kind of highlights where statistically more record book animals come from. You know,
oh,
so
wow.
That's a way to kind of plan ahead, you know, where it is in the state you want to apply or buy points or, you know, hunt.
Cool. So effectively, you guys have ruined all the honey holes.
Essentially, we've shown where all the honey holes are.
Well, see, I mean, that information is all out there, but it's just a lot. It's harder for people to get to, so they don't do it. But now that it's in your hands, it's definitely going to allow
right.
people to find it faster.
I mean, you know, like I said, it shows historical data, and what it does is it shades. You know, the hunting unit, you know, in various colors to kind of show, you know, the likelihood of taking a trophy animal. But it doesn't give you that honey hole to go find it. You still got to do a little bit of work in the field.
Right, of course. Of course. Yeah. And most people aren't 100%, you know, forthcoming of where they shot their stuff. So you'll get a county, but you're not going to get the exact,
correct.
You know, the exact area and so on and so
correct.
Forth. So what are some of the ways that you can use Onyx to hunt? You know, like, obviously we talked about all the obvious stuff. Is there some, like, little things that you do that you use it for while you're out there?
You know, I'll kind of touch on, you know, here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use it a lot to get permission to hunt birds, you know, waterfowl and turkey, you know, because it provides the private land ownership information, you know, which is nice out west, too. If you happen to shoot something and it jumps a fence, you might be able to get a hold of the landowner to get permission to go and retrieve your animal,
mm-hmm.
which is definitely a benefit. I mean, you know, the benefit you talked about, you know, trying to find ways to get to an animal, I mean, that is a great way to use it. I've done that out west. you know, it's definitely a great way to use it. I was actually in Montana earlier this year chasing antelope with the bow, and we had the chip plugged into a Garmin Nuvi, you know, that you put on your windshield of your truck. And we're just driving around looking for antelope on any piece of public ground that we could find. And, man, we were chasing antelope nonstop just by using the chip and the Nuvi and looking for, you know, seeing live information as far as what was public and private. That is definitely an underutilized use of the chip.
Right.
On XMAPS doesn't even advertise that it works in a Nuvi, but that's one of my favorite ways to use it.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, I want to ask you to kind of, I didn't prepare you for this at all, but I want to ask you for, tell me about your best hunt that you've ever had and an experience that maybe you use the Onyx map and kind of share one of your experiences with us, one of your hunting experiences with us.
Oh, boy. Back in 2015, myself and a couple buddies, actually one of them actually worked at Onyx Maps. We were in south central Montana chasing elk for a week. You know, kind of scouted from home, found a place. Unfortunately, we got rained off the mountain for a day and, you know, headed back into town to dry off and go back. Mm-hmm. Used the app to try to find a new location, you know, got there, still crappy weather, snow, you know, we got a foot of snow on us one day. So while we're sitting at camp, you know, we're trying to look for areas to hunt. And much like what you've done with it, you know, we found some elk, we glassed, and my buddy and I used it to try to figure out how we're going to weave our way through kind of scattered timber up this ridge to get to them. Well, we ended up getting up to them, but unfortunately, we weren't able to seal the deal. We ended up right in the middle of a damn herd of elk. They had no idea we were there, and this bull elk walks out probably 20 yards away from me and stopped right behind a tree. I needed him to take two more steps, and he would have had a very bad day. But, you know, much like the luck out west, you know, the thermals change or the wind change, and they busted out of there real quick. But, I mean, they were kind of out in the open. If it wouldn't have been for being able to use that the satellite view, I don't know how the heck we would have got up there without them seeing us. You know, so that was definitely a great – it was a memorable hunt. We didn't tag out, but it was a memorable hunt, and we definitely had to rely on the maps to you know, navigate around to a new area.
Cool. Yeah, I've had similar experiences.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not always the hunt that, you know, that you come home with something that that always stick out in your mind, you know. I think having close encounters and cool experiences is equally as rewarding. And honestly, if it's not to you, you're not gonna be a very happy hunter, because statistically, you're not going to go home, especially not a bow hunter, with something every trip. So,
right. I mean, it was definitely an experience I'll never forget. I mean, like I said, it was a big 6x6 herd bull that was right there, and he knew where to stop. And you know, there was no way. Now, if I had a rifle, I probably could have killed him, but I needed him just to take one more step past this tree, and he would have had an arrow in him. But we ended up getting back on him and couldn't get him to come back to us across a drainage. You know, he was with his cows, and couldn't get him to come back to us later in the day because there was another bull bugling that had his attention. So, but it was a good hunt nonetheless.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I wanted to see if, you know, if you want to, well, before I get into that, where can our listeners find out more about you and, kind of follow you around.
So, you know, you can go to www.huntinggpsmaps.com to learn more about Onyx Maps, the products that they offer, There's plenty of tutorial videos, you know, so if you've already got the software and don't know how to use it or have questions, you know, there's a ton of tutorial videos on there or blogs that'll teach you, as well as contact information for, you know, for the boys in Missoula, you know, that would love to help you out with that. So www.huntinggpsmaps.com. Plus, you know, we're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, so you can check us out there as well.
Cool. Well, anything you want to pass along to the listeners?
Well, how about for 2 weeks, you know, we give your listeners a discount of 20% off of the mobile application. To touch about the mobile app. So earlier this year, they came out with what they call the Elite membership. So The standard premium membership for a state is about $30 for 1 year. For one state. They've now come out with the Elite membership, which is actually all 50 states for 1 year for $100.
That's a no-brainer.
So people that hunt multiple states, this is definitely a no-brainer. So we'll extend an offer of 20% using coupon code John on XMAPS at the checkout on huntinggpsmaps.com.
Sweet. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet.
Well, hopefully my listeners will appreciate that too. Well, I want to thank you for coming on and shedding a little bit of your knowledge and your experience. And it was fun having you on. I don't typically don't do product type, you know, product oriented podcasts, but I felt that Onyx is a tool that I use and I've used even before I was associated with you guys. And I feel like it's something that everybody could benefit having in their arsenal, so to speak. So, and that's kind of why I had you on. I really appreciate you coming on and I appreciate the promo code.
Yeah, you bet. Well, on behalf of Onyx Maps, you know, we appreciate that you thought of us and wanted us to be a part of this.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure. And I don't know, do you have any other hunts coming up, or are you done for the year?
No, so my season is done now. You know, so now I'm just gearing up and waiting for spring turkey hunting, and in the process of figuring out where I'm chasing elk this coming, you know, in fall of 2017.
Cool. Yeah, Arizona just released their regs right now for elk and antelope. So I'm gonna dive into that here this week probably. I have quite a few hunts actually. I have archery deer here in Arizona. I'm looking to go to Arkansas, and possibly Mexico. I got. Not 100% sure about Mexico. I was going for sure, and then my father-in-law's health is not doing so great. He's supposed to go with me on that trip, and I don't really want to take him across the border and be miles and miles away from civilization. God forbid anything were to happen. So, so that trip's not looking too good. But I still have javelina hunting and stuff like that. So
nice. Generally this time of year, you know, come after the first of the year, my schedule is pretty booked doing trade shows all around the country. So it doesn't open up a whole lot of time to go chase something that's still open across the country.
Yeah. I feel bad for all you guys. I'm supposed to be doing the trade shows, but I got too much hunting. This is my third time of the year to hunt, so that's where I laugh at the rest of the country's freezing their butts off and, you know. I'm chasing running mule deer and running coos deer and around in, you know, 55-degree weather. So, but.
Very nice.
Anyway. All right, Ed. Well, thank you very much. And like I said, I'll talk to you soon and have fun at those trade shows. I might pop into SHOT and ATA for a day or so, but I don't plan on spending very much time there. So.
Very good. Well, good luck for the rest of your season.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.